And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, Aria. I completely lost my train of thought in the middle of it. Hey. Hi, my name is Liz. This is RBLR Sun. This is James. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing well. I am here tonight to cover for Tom because he has had some travel travails, let's say. And I just got off another recording talking about Neil Collins' recent move within the USL Championship. So it's a night of podcasting on this Monday before Christmas.
Okay. I mean, I hope it's fun podcasting. I hope like at least this will be fun. That was wild. I was blown away to hear that, honestly. I was like, he's coming back, but not to the Rowdies.
But not to the Rowdies.
Does not compute.
Right.
Yeah. My money is he'll be here for like a year and then we'll get him back or something.
Let's put more money into that, in fact.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So we don't have a ton to talk about today, but we do have a couple of fun things. I was thinking we could talk about five good things, five bad things that have happened this season. And then, what do we think Santa could bring the Sun in the second half for sure? There's a couple of fun things. So first fun thing, we got a team in Tampa Bay. Like, I mean, I feel like we have a lot of criticisms about things, but like, let's shout out for that because we have a team. It's great. We have the best logo, arguably, in the entire league. We have a fantastic front office. We have a great team on and off the field. They're so much fun to look on their Instagrams and see how they bond and everything. I think we couldn't have gotten a better, like, in terms of the lot that we got, we could not have done any better, honestly.
Yeah, I think that when the Tampa Bay Sun were announced and all of the different layers of an announcement, which includes the new crest, the new colors, the new players, all of that, it did seem like it took forever, but now we're actually in the middle of it. And we are experiencing something that probably a lot of people would have never expected to see, like over the course of their lives. There are places where women's soccer still is not generally played. And we have a good team here with all of these great aspects to it. Just like you said, the colors and the crest and everything. I loved the Tampa Bay Sun crest when that came out. I still do. But it was, it's amazing that we are actually in the middle of having this option. It's amazing that is here because there are big cities around the US, there are big cities around the world where this is not a local possibility. You would have to go somewhere else or only maybe watch a national team. Sometimes that isn't even an option. So I truly think that that's really cool. Canada's getting their new Northern Super League soon. So it's fewer places around the world that won't have women's soccer attached, but hey, we got there at least 1 year sooner than a bunch of these places. So I'll take that.
Absolutely. And we didn't have to pay $100 million for it. And also only play at before 11:30 PM.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tom and I will cover that in a later episode, but man, the new NWSL team really got raw dogged on the end of that deal. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Sorry, that, you know, I always tangents. So one little bad thing though with this team, it took so long to click, it took so long to get visas, it took so long to be a team. I'm so grateful we have it now, but oh my god, it felt like it was ages, and we just kept saying soon, soon.
Yeah, I think that the team was probably planned a little bit more around the players who weren't immediately available.
Yes.
We look at it now and we look at the impact that Jade Morris had. We look at the impact, especially that Flo and Flint up top have had. I was going to say upstairs, I guess upstairs on the field, but Flo and Flint have had up top on the field, and they are very important players to this team. So the fact that we didn't have them from the beginning is a little bit unfortunate. It means that we were a little bit set back, just like you have already said, in actually gelling this team into a cohesive unit. But There's cohesion now. There's actually some of that around, and they'll have their week off, just like Denise Schulte Brown said, probably right around now this week for Christmas and New Year's Eve. And then it'll be right back to making that mesh and maybe adding a few pieces here and there. So, all good stuff there. And I guess that we can just be happy that ultimately all of the players that we said were signed have come in at some point.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I guess we can be grateful that nothing didn't work out for whatever reason. Also, side note, I went back to one of the first games because I needed a recording. I wanted a clip of something. And I went back and I forgot how good Riley Parker is. And she hasn't gotten any minutes in so long. I'm going to put that on my sad, like my bad things list, because like, come on, man. She was so good on the ball. I went back, I watched one little clip, and I'm just like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, that's the depth that we have, you could say. Yeah. But it is also a little bit like, ugh. She was our starter, and now she just isn't getting anywhere near the same amount of playing time.
Yeah, it makes me sad. But yes, it is nice to have that kind of depth, for sure. So another one of my second good thing is our team takes very good care of our fans and supporters. And I think most people would agree. If you have something that you want to bring up, you should bring it up with your ticket rep and or just email the team, because they are super responsive. That is one of the things I love about them. I know I kind of have a direct line to the team where I can talk to them, but most people I've talked to have been like, hey, I have this thing. And I've been like, email the team. They'll get back to you. And 9 times out of 10, they tell me that they've gotten back to them fairly quickly and resolved whatever issue it was, whether it was, hey, I want to go to this away game, or, hey, I need to change something with my tickets or something, whatever. I have found, had nothing but good communications with the front office as RBLR, as Heatwave, as a season ticket holder, all of the above.
Yeah, and they have a very good game day experience. I think probably one of the better ones in the league without having gone to too many. It's still an assumption on my part, but I would be shocked if there were let's say, another team out there that had a prestigious steakhouse with a steak sandwich.
That's true. I went to Carolina. They did not have it. They did not have a steakhouse.
There you go. There's some reporting right there. No steakhouse for any of the Carolina teams that play out. Was that the one in Cary?
No, that's Charlotte.
Oh, the one in Charlotte. Yeah. Right. Yes. So either way,
yeah, no, you're good.
No steakhouses. Sense. No steakhouses with food trucks in Charlotte.
Yeah. One bad thing I would say is I'm interested to see if parking and other prices stay where they are, a little bit lower than where they started out in the beginning of the season, or if they'll try and raise them again at the beginning of the season. For one, if anyone's listening, I love $20 parking. $20 parking is great. Please keep it $20.
Yeah.
It's not cheaper. That would also be good, but
it does make it a little bit difficult. I think a lot of people look at that and they maybe decide to go elsewhere, which, by the way, armature is also $20. But if you're a little bit clever, you can probably find ways around that. I won't name all of them here because maybe they're not the most, I won't say illegal, but they're probably frowned upon in some way. They would prefer that I park somewhere else. But regardless, it's generally something that I think people would prefer if part of the game day experience was good pricing.
Yes, I agree with that for sure. I guess, I say $20 is good for me, but like you said, that's not good for everyone. Some people would prefer, you know, they think $10 is a better pricing, and I understand parking is definitely a premium where they are, but I do appreciate that they at least matched Armature Works so that you could you didn't have to take the ferry over if you don't want to like do that whole Armature Works thing. So I did appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we had a video board for one game. It looks like I'm saying two games. One game! And then our hurricane took it out, unfortunately. But we should be getting one for the February game, so that'll be good. I did have it confirmed we should be getting it for that game. Fingers crossed nothing else takes it out and or it is installed differently.
Yeah, let's not have any of those, I guess, mythical December, January hurricanes. Nothing like that, please.
Yeah. I mean, global warming. I couldn't remember the words for a minute. I was like, with global warming, who knows right now? No. Okay, so commentary is improving on Super League broadcasts. I think I have noticed it started out, I'm gonna be honest, it started out rough. It started out with, I don't know who they're pulling off of the street to do this, but why did you do that? And it has gotten a lot better. I am very bad with names, so I do apologize if anyone is listening. There's like this one British guy who I enjoy very much. There's another lady that he usually pairs with him that I enjoy listening to, and they provide good commentary. They provide helpful commentary. It's not like where you've just seen people either they're just quiet the whole time or they're doing that they sound like they should have been like a baseball broadcaster.
Yeah, just like everything, it is a work in progress. We have seen that in multiple different ways. We have seen that from a couple of different teams with their own stadiums, let's say. So as the kinks get worked out, which they hopefully inevitably will, it's going to continue to keep getting better. And it is all slowly chugging upward.
Yes, things that could maybe chug upward a little faster is camera angle. I don't know. I don't have an answer for the sun. I don't even think if you got up on the roof of the little broadcasting booth, if that would be like the right place, but like the broadcasting angle sucks so hard for the sun. It makes me really sad, honestly, because there's little, like, we're missing corners. We're missing like who's taking the corner pretty much. It blocks out that entire, like, just that little triangle of it anytime they're in the corners. And then it replays, I don't know, it's just not good.
No, it's not always as easy to rewatch the game and get all the information that you're looking for, let's say. I think that it will be difficult to try and find the best solution for that one. So I guess that we'll just have to keep hoping that they are innovating every day at the Tampa Bay Sun and find some new way.
I am sure they will, or they'll come up with some kind of solution. So attendance could be better. I think we didn't quite crack 3,500 in that last match, even though to me it looked pretty full. I think we hit like 32 something or 31 something or other. I can't remember off the top of my head. I apologize, but we're doing okay. Because we still have, if you've read USL Tactics recently, he did, John Morrissey did do a quick table on all of the attendance averages, highs and lows for each team in the Super League. And our lowest reported attendance is the highest of the lows, if that makes sense. So we had a low of 2805, and out of all the other teams, no one else cracked that. So
that's not too
that
bad.
Is very cool, considering we also they have reported games. Why do they have games in hand? Oh, this must have been before the last game. We still have a game in hand too. So it is Fort Lauderdale, but fuck Fort Lauderdale. All right, that's the one for the show. Sorry. Yeah, there's Eureka in the comments. So we still have a game in hand too. So I like that. That means our average would go up with that too, which makes me feel good. I like that. I wish we could have done better, maybe had one more sellout, but I understand that they did the really big push for the first game. That is peeking into my list of things I wish Santa would bring us into the next segment. I really want another sellout. I don't know how or what team would do it, but I would really like a sellout. Be really nice for Brooklyn because of how good they are. Like, let's sell out. Let's do a really good match. But I don't think people know that because people in Brooklyn don't even know that.
Yeah, it's it's really hard to look at the Brooklyn attendance sometimes and be like, I know that that organization supposedly has some good backing because they are also trying to bring on a men's team into their club. So you have to have at least enough money to pay two full teams worth of salaries, whatever that is. But it is pretty rough at the moment. So on the flip side, we do have our attendance. I think that we're doing pretty well, and we're doing pretty well for a first year team. I think that it will continue to grow as time goes by. But you're right. We do need a little bit. We do need some more of that guerrilla marketing or something like that. We need people to be aware from everywhere that they look about the Tampa Bay Sun, when the games are, what deals there are for tickets and whatnot. So I'm sure that they're working on that tirelessly. I'm not telling the Tampa Bay Sun front office something that they haven't thought about many times, I'm sure. People in the Tampa Bay area just need to be told everywhere they go, this is the game, this is when it is, these are the deals, buy a ticket, come and take a seat, please. let's get everybody in the door that we physically can.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I know the Rowdies, like, even the Rowdies don't quite have that full reach, where there are still people who are like, we have a soccer team. Which is unfortunate. A decent amount of people I know have at least heard of the Sun in some capacity, which is good. They're like, oh yeah, we got a women's something or other. So that's something. But you're right, we need something that just makes it so, like, something where you're just getting smacked in the face with the Tampa Bay Sun everywhere you look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so yeah, so like I was saying, what can Santa bring for the Sun in the second half? I would very much like another sellout. We'll see. I don't know if that'll happen. I would be cool to do it for that first game, especially since we're doing that makeup match, against Fort Lauderdale. So if you're listening and you haven't bought a ticket for that yet, you should go do that. It is February 8th. Eureka, can you check that for me? Thank you. It's February 8th. I believe. Yep. February 8th. Yay. I was correct. So you should go get tickets. We should pack the house because we need to boo Fort Lauderdale like super duper loud. We need to make them sad that they came to see us.
Exactly.
And then win, obviously. But we need to at least make them sad and make them be like, oh, I hate the heat wave.
while we're on that, Lizzie, we should also talk about the other game versus Fort Lauderdale, where we're trying to see as many people as possible who might want to go to Fort Lauderdale to support the Sun and yell at them in their own backyard. We should get the word out for that as quickly as possible and see if anybody is interested. First of all, join the heat wave. Lizzie's in charge of that. She runs everything there and runs it very well. So get on top of that. But get in touch and let us know. Let Lizzie know, so that we can try and get something sorted out and we can make this a good away day as well. We can reignite this rivalry. Let's do it by actually going there. If it's on a bus or if it's on the back of an alligator, let's just get down there and we are going to make Fort Lauderdale sad.
Yes. Okay. And that away match is March 8th. Okay, so just for now, just keep March 8th open on your calendars. Don't schedule anything. Not a thing. Okay, keep it open. I'm meeting with the team soon after the new year, hopefully, and I want to really try and get like a bus together where we put like a huge push out for everyone to be like, hey, if you want to come, you got to put down, I don't know how we'll figure it out. I'm spitballing here, like a $5 deposit or something. And then we, you know, hopefully we meet at the school or something, at Blake High School, and then we all get on the bus and we go tell Fort Lauderdale what terrible players they are at soccer. I didn't know how to follow that up, so that's the very nice way of saying it, I guess.
Yeah, probably as PG as we can get it.
Yeah. Let's go heckle Fort Lauderdale for sure. So like I keep, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, I should have used my F word there. Yeah, that's correct. Yep. So keep March 8th open. We want to make sure, we want to try and get a bus down there. So if you're listening, go mark it on your calendar. Go tell your friends. Go tell everyone you know who's a Sun fan. And even if they're not a Sun fan, first go make them a Sun fan. That's your first. Yes. That's the first thing, obviously. And then second, go have them listen to this podcast. And then third, have them mark March 8th so that they can come to the game. Yay.
Not too bad. Not too hard.
Yeah. It's very easy. Where are we going? So the third thing, are we on second? No, second. Sorry. Second thing I would ask for Santa, for the son, is a completely healthy team. We still have four or five players. I want to say it's Yuki, Denizik. Oh, Hendricks now too. Oh my God, Hendricks, she got walloped in the face. I hope she's doing okay. My goodness. Shout out to her. She's a trooper, man.
Yeah.
So Hendricks, and then I said Denizik. Marchese is oh, Marchese is back though. We traded out Hendricks for Marchese. Dang it. We didn't want to do it that way. That's not fair.
Right. we gotta be able to have the health without the trades.
Yes, yeah. And then Hannah Keen, of course. I think she might be a little bit further back on recovery trail. Because last I saw her, she was still doing stuff inside while everybody was outside, but that's okay. We just want her to recover as fast as possible because I want to see her beautiful red mane on the field so badly.
Yes.
So the next thing, Santa could bring the sun. That would be very helpful, would be maybe a little more cohesive defense. No hate. I love our team. But we got a little off sometimes, a little maybe missing our man, maybe not in quite the right spot at the worst opportunities, at least in the last couple games. That's how we've gotten scored on. So maybe we just a little more focused from the defense. I'm still saying this with all the love. I love my team. James, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that there have been, it's easy to point out a couple of different issues. So that's probably not a good starting point. There were a couple of times recently where set pieces were our downfall, like the last game, for instance. And then there was a little stretch before that when I think it was actually long shots that were both quite effective and quite common. So we have had these little different places that the team needs to continue to sort things out. Obviously they're working behind the scenes, and Denise Shilty Brown did talk about that in the press conference after that final game against Spokane. There's only so much that you can do in certain instances. Set pieces, eventually something is going to happen on a set piece if you just have enough of them. That's how it works. But it is frustrating to continue to see set pieces be a problem. Or before that, it was frustrating to see these long-range shots continue to be a problem. So you have to continue to evolve as the team not only gets to know each other a little bit better, but also as you move to play new opponents and shift a little bit to handle their strengths and weaknesses. It is all, again, that phrase, a work in progress. But the more solid you are overall, of course, the fewer of each of those chances that you can actually give up in the first place. So that's probably the ultimate goal. And just as I said, I'm sure that they are working on that every day in training, not at this specific moment with the week off that they have. But once they get back to it, then Denise Shilty Brown, she's going to lay down the hammer, I feel.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And if listeners wanted to go read / listen to that interview you did with Denise Shilty Brown, coach, where would they find that?
Yes, Eureka, our producer, put that all out on, I think, all of our social medias. I saw it on Twitter, so it is at least definitely all of our social medias. And you can see the whole interview spaced up into chunks, and that's probably the better way to do it, because then you can see which questions you might want to get the answer to yourself.
Excellent. All right. So guys, make sure you check that out because it is a really good interview. For some weird reason, it's just us and like one other person when we go in there. So we get all the time we want with her, almost kind of. We get a decent amount of time with her and she likes us. So make sure that you're following, hit all the buttons, the like, subscribe at RBLR Sports on YouTube and at RBLR Sun on all the other socials, on all the places. Make sure you hit all the buttons. Don't miss anything. Heck yeah. So next thing would be a packed heat wave section at every game. We did really well at this last game. This last game was really good. We had a lot of people just kind of wander in, be like, oh, these people look fun. We are fun. Come grab a flag. Come heckle the team. We love it. For sure. Like, I mean, tickets are $18 for the supporter section if you can't access them for whatever reason, but they should be publicly available for everyone. Send me a message. But if you go buy $18 tickets, it's like less than $20 with tax, guys. We can't get it any cheaper than that. The rowdies aren't that cheap. I'm almost positive the rowdies aren't that cheap. You can't go to any other professional sports team in the Tampa Bay area for that cheap. And you can have a good time and see us and shout and watch really good soccer. I mean, what more do you need?
Exactly.
The last thing I would really like Santa to bring the Sun for the second half of the season is I would really, really like to end in a playoff position. Obviously, I want to win the whole dang thing, but I would just really like to win in a playoff position. So that would be top four. Seems doable, but not at the moment. Not if we ended right now where we are. Besides the fact that we're in fifth place, we're not in the right form at all. We're like you said, we're getting there with the defense. There's a lot of things they're working on. They're working on gelling, but they're not quite there yet.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think that will help us out here with this being a winter break is we have our season actually lined up with the general worldwide transfer window. That was the big selling point of lining the season up the way that they did. And I think that that's going to help us not only in terms of maybe picking out a few players around the world that we might see who could benefit our roster, but then if you can bring in stronger players, add them to the team, and suddenly we've not only got the roster that we have now, of course, but a little bit better one. And then, I would like to see that those couple little holes that maybe you and I have talked about in different places, me usually in the writing, and then you usually with Tom here on the podcast, we've seen a couple of different things that probably need fixing here and there. Maybe a player is the way to do that. Who can say, because we're not in the room making these decisions, but I am interested to see how that lines up for us with the transfer window. There are a lot of Americans who are still playing elsewhere around the world, just like Sidney Nasella was playing in Turkey, just like Carly Giamona was playing in Scotland. And it was for not one of the two big clubs, but it was actually the only big women's club in Scotland. Things have flipped around there a little bit. So there are a lot of players just like them, and they would probably like to come home at some point, play in a little bit more familiar surroundings. So I think that the other thing that Denise Shilty Brown will probably be doing over, other than planning more training routines to get her players ready, is also maybe looking at other players.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if we signed anyone on, if we kept everyone then. I assume everyone was signed to a year contract, so I don't know that we would drop anyone other than like the players that we've already lost due to like just their contract ended, like it did with Kozol and Saudi, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, their loan was only as long as it was.
Can we just like a personal note to the Sun staff, if you're listening, can we get Stouty back, please? I liked her. I liked her a lot. We all liked her. We bring her back. Yes, please. I'm biased because I really like Orcus and Marchese. I know I'm going to like Marchese because she's bomb, honestly. I don't know where Kozol's going. I wish her the best. She did post like a goodbye post, like saying that this was just like a stop on the way. We do wish her the best. She was phenomenal and is always a Tampa Bay Sun for sure. She's always welcome back. I hope she does come back if she feels like coming back to Tampa Bay for any reason.
Absolutely.
I mean, that about wraps it up. Did you have anything else you wanted to, like, any special things for the year? Anything you wanted to wrap up before the end of the year?
Well, we did, when Carlos and I did the Rowdy Show, we had a pretty similar thing where we went through our Christmas wish list, so to speak, and a lot of it was players. So other than individual players that I would like to see, which I don't want to get into a whole list here, that seems more like Tom's thing because he's got a lot more data points to go with and a whole big spreadsheet that I know he keeps. So I won't step on his toes on that one, but probably some players. I did definitely see some in the college games that are ready to contribute. And Fort Lauderdale just went and signed their own player right out of college. The minute she was available, when her senior year, or her senior season, I guess it's not the whole year, but her senior season ended, they went and got her. So I would like to see that. I would personally like to see at the stadium, probably roughly the same. I would maybe ask if I were being just the teensiest bit whiny, I would say maybe a couple more food options. They do have a lot of food options and they're actually pretty good. Just like I mentioned, steak sandwich from Burns. That is just not something that I usually buy. So I would probably say maybe a couple of other things. And the beer is expensive, but there's always at least the water fountain that I will go to. So I think that we have a lot of good stuff going for us. Just make it a little bit more well-known. Like I said earlier, if you can get more people in the know, more people will want to come to the games. I am absolutely certain of that. There are people out there who want to come to this experience. They just don't know it exists.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we're going to do our best to make them know what it is.
Exactly.
That was a great sentence. Okie dokie. That about does it for today. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday, a Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate, whatever you're doing on December 25th. I hope you have a wonderful day. Spend it however you would like to with your family. And I love you all. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.